Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Marcus. I serve the village as pastor along with my wife Becky. All summer long on Tuesday nights we've been engaging worship intentionally as a space with children. That's meant paperless music, that's meant stories, that's meant playing in the font, that's meant lighting candles and doing all sorts of things. And as this particular service came into being, Elizabeth, our guest musician for the week, was speaking with the children in Narnia and asking them about their experience with fear as their own sort of engagement with our summer theme. So this evening is likewise an intentional worshiping space with children. All of our music is paperless tonight so that those who are unable to read music or read words can participate fully. And at the heart of our service this evening is both a litany, like sort of like what we did last night, which is a back and forth between the assembly and the reader, and a reflection on the theme as it was put together with and among children in Narnia. So I invite you to take a deep breath, even though the room's a little smoky still. Plant yourself deeply into the floor, and I invite you fully into this worshiping space.
Do not fear, I have redeemed you. Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. I have called you by name, you are mine. Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do not fear, I.
As Pastor Marcus said, throughout the summer on Tuesday evenings, Vespers has been shaped in a way that is more accessible to children, a passion of mine as well. And different teaching faculty and staff have told stories from the Bible or faith traditions which speak to this message of fear not directly to the youngest members of this faith community. Now, as the summer programming is coming to a close and the staff is exhaling, the population's decreasing a bit, I wanted to take this, maybe final, Tuesday night children's vespers to approach the summer theme of Fear Not in a different way with the village kiddos. So yesterday I went to Narnia, that morning program that gathers the children week after glorious week, and we sang some songs and I asked them about what it means to be afraid and what it means to be brave. And as children so often do, they responded in a way that brought these vague, abstract powers in our lives into a very physical, visceral, real plane. One child talked about being afraid on Halloween, and many echoed that dark places are scary. And the kiddo shared that being afraid feels like being cold, getting goosebumps, and is shaky. They also said that being scared feels like having a stomach ache and is really upsetting. Well, last night, Pastor Dave told us that it's been said that the phrase, be not afraid, is in the Bible 365 times. And coincidentally, I told the kids the same thing yesterday, but I too cannot attest to the validity of that statement. I haven't done the counting myself, but it's a lot. It appears a lot in Scripture. And so I think that maybe we can hear Jesus telling us, we can hear this phrase, be not afraid, like we hear Jesus telling us to forgive 7 times 70 times. It's not about the math. It's just a lot. Forgiveness is a power that can run through us and set us free. It's not an action that we can count. So too, we can tap into that strong, foundational love of God, which casts out our fear not just 365 times, but many, many times. As the kids told me yesterday, we can't say "be not afraid" 365 times. We tried, though. Instead, we should just try to feel it. One smaller villager told me that he felt brave when he jumped off the dock into Lake Chelan. Now, maybe that's just the image that we need to embody the courageous power of God. Jumping off the sure, predictable foundation of a dock into the cold, invigorating mass of water of Lake Chelan. Following the example of our children, could we, people of God, big people of God, be so bold as to jump out of our safe harbors into living waters that demand nothing but courage? I'm going to carry that image with me down the mountain. Maybe we'll dive into the water on our departure day, because after 2 weeks of being here, I've been reflecting and considering this fear. I feel like I need to follow the example of the kiddos and listen to my body and pay attention to how fear exists in our bones and then turn our bodies into courageous, bold, trusting beings that jump into God's mission for the world through the grace of Jesus. Thank you, God, for children who teach us. Amen.
A reading from Deuteronomy 31. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread. Because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed."
We're going to sing a refrain together, and the words are, "Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me. I will give you rest." And it sounds like this. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. If you pass through aging waters in the sea, you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side, know that I am with you all along. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give. are your poor, for the kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are you that weep and mourn, for one day you shall laugh. And if wicked tongues insult and hate you all because of me, blessed, blessed are you. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me.
As we've heard this week, there are countless examples of divine presence speaking to people who are suffering, alone, moving, dying, birthing, and to them all the words are spoken in one way or another, do not be afraid. Many of these instances include children. Many of the times that people run into God and are told not to be afraid is when they are worried for their children, or leading the next generation into freedom, or preparing to give birth to children that God has marked for a holy purpose. So perhaps courage, when it is most pure and focused, is a power that moves us to care for the coming generations, to open doors for God's kingdom to the children, to the young, to the learning, to the growing. Courage is working hope for the generation that will outlive us. Speaking of this generation, I'm going to invite all of the kids in the room who would like to come forward right here around the font and meet me right there. I'll meet you there in just a minute. So all the kids who would like to come forward, let's go play in the water a little bit. And parents can come too. Parents come too, if you'd like. Or you want to come? Come on over. All right. Does anybody know what this is called? Yeah.
A font.
A font. Yeah. What's in the font usually?
Water.
Yeah. Okay, so I brought you here because I wanted to teach you, or I wanted to tell you that, you know, we're talking about a lot about fear, and we're talking about how God tells us not to be afraid. And I want to tell you, this is a fear not place. This is a place where God's promise comes to us in all of this kind of tangible stuff, so that when we walk into church, maybe on a day where we're feeling something like fear, we can always come to the water, dip our hands. I do this as I walk into church almost every time. I dip my finger in here, and I usually make the sign of the cross on my forehead, because for me, I'm afraid a lot. And so I come to this place. Sound good? All right, so I'm going to teach you all something, and I'm going to teach you all something too. So when I say, "And God said," you're going to say, "Do not be afraid." Can you do that for me? "And God said..." You all be quiet for a second. "And God said, do not be afraid." Perfect. Okay, you all join in. "And God said,
do not be afraid."
So let's hear about these divine, courageous moments that we can remember every time we come to the font, all right? So God found Hagar and her son Ishmael starving and afraid in the wilderness. And God said, and he fed them so that they would live. When the Israelites were getting ready to run away from their lives as slaves, they were afraid that they would not survive. God asked Moses to lead the people, and Moses said to them, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see that the deliverance of the Lord will be accomplished for you today." So after Moses helped the people, he grew old and tired. God asked Joshua then to step up and lead the people, but Joshua didn't think he could do it. So God said to him,
"Do not be afraid."
You can say it louder than that. And God said to him,
"Do not be afraid."
There we go. "Be strong and courageous, for you shall put these people in possession of the land that I have promised. I will be with you." When Joseph learned he was going to be a dad to Jesus, he didn't know what to do. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, "Do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife. You will have a son, and you will name him Jesus." And then when the shepherds heard about the newborn king, they were terrified, and the angels appeared to them and said,
"Do not be afraid.
I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people." And then when Jesus grew up, he loved many people and taught them about the grace of God. When he was getting ready to leave this world, all of his friends, the disciples, were all afraid. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you and peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled." And he said,
Do not be afraid.
Let us pray. Holy God, there are many reasons to be fearful. We feel those in our stomachs, in our hearts, in our bones. Thank you for all the people in our lives that help us to have courage. Thank you for your love that covers us and for sending your peace to live in our hearts. Thank you for the bravery of children that reminds us of your constant love and of your constant adventure. We pray for courage to share your love, courage to live your love, and we pray this through Jesus. Amen. If you'd like, you can come dip your fingers in this place. It's pretty cool.
You can go. And as the kids are finishing that up, we will sing those final words of Jesus as our benediction tonight. And as we sing, this will be a call and response. You'll simply echo me. And I invite you to open your hands as a blessing that either you are receiving or giving or both. And we share this benediction together.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.
We sing that, peace I leave with you.
Peace I leave with you,
my peace I give you.
My peace I give you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, be not afraid.
I do not give.
I do not give as the world gives.
Let not your heart.
Let not your heart be troubled. Be not afraid. I do not give as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. My peace I give you.
Go in peace. Serve the living Lord. Thanks be to God.